Well, here I am in my tubby again, and my tubby's all filled with water and nice fluffy suds. And I've got my soap and washcloth to wash myself, and I've got my nifty scrub brush to help me scrub my back, and I've got a big fluffy towel to dry myself when I'm done. But there's one other thing that makes tubby time the very best time of the whole day. And do you know what that is? It's a very special friend of mine, my very favorite little pal.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6!
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome back to a very happy edition of Soapy Serenades. Today we are celebrating the death of O.J. Simpson. Yes, yes, he's dead, everybody. He's dead. I usually don't like celebrating the loss of a life of another human being, but he was hardly human. Killed his wife and got away with it scot-free. I wasn't there to see the O.J. Simpson trial, but I wish I was because I would have been rallying against him. I'm sure that Norm MacDonald is in hell right now, absolutely celebrating his death. Cheered him in, really. There's a whole entire compilation of him just dissing O.J. Simpson for like 11 minutes. It's amazing. I just want to share a quote with everybody. She asked me how I could shake O.J.'s hand, that murderer. I said, Sharon, with all due respect, that murderer ran for over 11,000 yards. It's hilarious. It's hilarious. He's gone. We did it, everybody. He's gone. I'm your host, Colin. This is Soapy Serenades. I don't usually like to, you know, start off shows like this or have music playing in the background of me yapping, but this calls for celebration, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in. This is a very fun-filled edition of Soapy Serenades. It's also Master's Day. Oh my God. We're gonna celebrate that later on. Don't you worry. Today, I have stuff that I've been listening to. I have some sample tracks, and I have some songs that I'll explain the theme of later. But let's see, what do we got here? Let's read you a PSA. This is Colin, Soapy Serenades, 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. You're listening to Cool and the Gang with their amazing song Celebration. And then before that was The Modern Lovers and Jonathan Richman with their track Roadrunner, which is about Massachusetts. And they mentioned Stop and Shop, my place of work. Not this one, though, the one in Natick. All right. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be... Let's actually shut this music off for this. This is sad. All right. Sorry, Cool. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. All right, I say that we get back into it because I have some funky tunes to play with you that I've been listening to a lot recently that I've been really enjoying. Let's get into some Paul McCartney and Linda McCartney with Uncle Albert, Admiral Halsey from their amazing album, Ram.
We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. We're so sorry if we caused you any pain. We're so sorry, Uncle Albert. But there's no one left at home, and I believe I'm gonna rain. We're so sorry, but
say. I had another look and I had a cup of tea and a butter pie.
Butter pie?
The butter wouldn't melt, so I put it in the pie.
All right. All right.
Hands across the water, water. Hands across the sky. Hands across the water, water. Hands across the sky.
Little, little bit of gypsy, get around.
Get around.
Get your feet up off the ground. Little, little, get around. Little, little bit of gypsy, get around.
Get around.
Get your feet up off the ground. Little, little, get around.
Seasons wait for your night.
That right there was Adrian Lenker with her single, well, her song off of her album Songs, called Anything, and it's a very good song. I really like her voice, and the lyrics are some of the best that I've ever heard, in my opinion. Just gut-wrenching stuff right there. And before that was Gatekeeper by Feist. Very cool artist, collaborated with one of my favorite artists, Kings of Convenience, a lot. So pretty cool to have a, you know, solo feature by her on the show. Moving on, I got some sample tracks, and by sample tracks I mean songs that a certain rapper sampled in some of his songs. And who else could I be talking about but Mr. Doom, Mr. MF Doom. So the next couple of songs that I played are some famous samples of his, and I want to see if you can guess where they come from. So with our first track, record, song, single, I have April Showers by the Blackbirds. Enjoy.
Keep sweet memories from blowing my mind. Down to Green Street, there you go. looking so irate, and they tell you so. You should know how all the pros play the game.
You change your name
like a gangster on a run. You will stagger home to your precious one.
Alright, you were just listening to Black Cow by Steely Dan, as many of you know, one of my favorite bands of all time, which was sampled by MF Doom on Gastrols, for all of you who got that right. Before that was Wheat, October 1971 by Cortex, which was featured on One Beer. Multiple parts of the song were featured on One Beer, another great track by MF Doom. And then before that was April Showers by the Blackbirds, which was featured on Lavender Buds, which is a work of Metal Fingers, only beat album. So that's only his beats, no vocals. But anyways, since today is the beginning of the Masters, for those of you that don't know, I golf myself. I'm nothing good. I don't take it too seriously, unless I play really bad, in which case it ruins my day. Since today is the Masters, I am playing some golf cart classics, some songs that you will definitely hear while, you know, going on a golfing trip with some fellas, maybe hear them around a couple of the dads that you're playing with, maybe some of the grandpas too, you never know. But, got some of those kinds of songs lined up for you. And, yeah, I just want to thank you all for tuning in again to some Soapy Serenades. All 26 of you that are listening in on the stream, and the millions of you which are listening to my show through the web, on your actual radios, whatever it may be, on your iPod Nanos, whatever it may be. Thank you all for tuning in. I appreciate it a lot. Let's get back into it, though, because this next song has arguably the greatest rock and roll intro of all time. This is the Stones.
Running on empty. if it takes all night. That'll be alright. If I can get you to smile before I leave. Looking out at the road rushing under my wheels. I don't know how to tell you all just how crazy.
I hate to interrupt Mr. Jackson Browne here and our upcoming song by Daryl Hall and John Oates, but I think that I'd be remiss without telling you. I'm going to be on for an extra hour playing more cartoons. Not cartoons, as in golf cart space tunes, as the next slot after me has been freed up. So you got one more hour of Mr. Colin Bailey, folks. On that note, let's get into some Hall and Oates.
Together. sight. But they don't bark and they don't bite. They keep things loose, they keep things alight. Everybody was dancing in the moonlight.
Everybody dancing in the moonlight. Everybody feeling warm and right. It's such a fine.
Thank you.
All right. Before we get into the next song, I just want to let you all know, in case you missed it, I will be hosting the next hour of what is normally Take a Bite as well, because I picked up a sub slot. So I hope that you all mind if I jam out a little bit more with these classic rock tunes. But you know how I'm feeling?
Yippee!
Yippee! That's how I'm feeling, folks. I'm feeling very excited to be hosting another hour of Soapy Serenades. I always get conflicted over whether I should title the show or say that my show is Soapy Serenades or the show name during a sub show. I don't know. This time I'll refer to it as Take a Bite, I guess, because it's not going to be very soapy. It's going to be rather, I don't want to say dry. It'll be clean for sure, but definitely not soapy. Anyways, I've got a collection of more CART tunes coming up for you, but today was course registration for Tufts students. I hope that it all went good for you. It went pretty well for me, I'd say. The only thing that I couldn't do was I wasn't able to get into my senior honors thesis, but I think that everybody had that issue. I don't know why, but every other course looks good that I've got. I'm taking an intro to music theory class next semester, which should be really cool. I've heard good things about the music program here, but I haven't taken a class with them yet. So I figured I don't know that much about theory, and I think that I've been meaning to get back into actually playing my own music again, because I haven't been doing that a lot lately. So this should be a pretty cool opportunity, if you ask me. The only thing that concerns me is that there's no named professor for it yet. And I guess that there was a professor named Michael something or other, and he is, like, the goat of the music department, but he is no longer teaching that class. So, honestly, I'm frightened. I'm perturbed. I'm terrified. And I don't know what to do. But it should be fun. It should not be super crazy heavy on the workload, but we'll see, I guess. In the meantime, though, while I'm trying not to stress over that, let's get back into some tunes, I guess, seeing as though, you know, we're nearly at the 2 o'clock mark, which is when I have to, you know, cue all these songs up and put them in our system and make sure that they get credit and yada yada yada. So, without further ado, let's get back into some classic golf tunes. This right here is America, not the country, the band with George Martin, and their classic tune about a strip of freeway, and I don't actually know what Ventura is. The last name of the pet detective. This is Ventura Highway by America.
Chewing on a piece of grass, walking down the road. How long you gonna stay here, Joe? Some people say this town don't look good in snow. You don't care, I know. Ventura Highway. Waiting for the early train.